went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. So if you want to get a hold of us, please stop into that office. When you come into the building, which is the second building on your left coming into the parking lot, you're going to walk in the front door, you're going to take an immediate right, and you'll be staring at the office to my the door to my office. It's Suite 404 of Building 400, and we would be happy to have you walk in and introduce yourself, and let me introduce myself to you, and let's have a conversation about your health. This show is called When Your Health Matters. And you get to decide when your health matters. And if you're not going to walk into my office, you should give me a call. And you should call me on my cell phone. That is the phone that I carry with me everywhere I go, whether I'm in the state of Georgia or in the state of New York. I have my cell phone with me. And if you call the phone number, 845-561-2225, I will be the one answering that phone. And since if you're calling the number, you want to speak to me, isn't it a novel concept that I'll be the one answering the phone so you get the opportunity to speak with me? It's always interesting when somebody actually takes me up on my offer and they call the phone and I answer the phone, they still seem to be surprised that I'm the one answering the phone. Is this, it's really you. You're Dr. Hantoon. Yeah. I didn't think you'd answer your phone. Well, I told you on the radio that I would answer the phone. Yeah, I'm going to answer the phone. So, please call me if you'd like to talk. If you don't want to call me but you still want to have a conversation, we can do that via email. Please don't text me. You will get no satisfaction by texting me because I do not text and my phone does not receive a text. It's a flip phone. It is a albatross. It is a dinosaur from way, way back technology. I think I've had this phone since 2003, so it is that old, but it still works, so why not use it? But if you want to text me, send me an email to docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure, as always, to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. So if you have a health condition that you've been suffering with, that you've been taking medication, and you still have to take the medication because the problem really isn't going away, and you're tired of that form of care because it really isn't care, we should have a conversation. You should call me. You should email me. You should stop in. You have all the ways in which to do that. And again, it would be my pleasure to help you with your health concern. So, been doing this show probably for 15 or 16 years now, and there was a gentleman who helped me start the show. He was the man who helped me put it all together and get the contract, if you will, with the radio station. Radio personality approached me one day and liked the logo on the back of my jacket and said, "What is that all about?" And so we started talking. She's like, "You have a great voice. You need to be on the radio." And I was like, "I wouldn't even know about that." So I called my friend Marshall, and Marshall got together with them and got together with me, and we put this thing together. And for roughly the last 16 years, I believe, we've been doing a weekly radio show. We started on a couple stations in New York, and then that blew up to, I think, 11 stations at one time. Then we started doing radio shows out in San Francisco and Oakland and the Bay Area for a number of years. And then I moved my practice and my family down to Georgia. So we started doing radio shows down here in Georgia. And I'm happy to say that the man that helped start all of it with me, his name is Marshall Mermel. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's a brilliant mind. He's an innovator. He develops technology that's going to save our planet, and he just needs to get some other people to wake up so we can institute the technology that he's helping to create to save the planet. And he's in studio with us, and we want to say welcome, Marshall. Thank you for everything you do, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. I really appreciate your feelings towards me, and they're mutual. Over the last 16 years of doing these radio shows, I think we've helped a lot of people with your knowledge. And today, I think we're going to be discussing identifying health issues. Now, I know that you rely on the body's ability to heal itself. We all hope that goes on. And I know that you don't turn to drugs in the sense of you know, the drugs for medication. Is that by choice? And how did you arrive at that approach?
Marshall, we should all understand that human bodies have been healing themselves since we started existing. The body itself is a healing mechanism. You get a cut on your finger, left alone and given time, it heals. It heals all by itself. It heals from the inside out, all by itself. So to consider looking for outside assistance to manage chronic disease, things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, cancer, all of those things, to me, just seems a little barbaric and goes against the body's natural ability to heal itself. And I've seen it in my practice for the last 30 years. The concept of taking toxic chemicals known as chemotherapy into the body for a period of, I don't know, however many months they have a person do it, on a weekly basis or maybe more than once a week basis, I've seen all of that. Putting toxic chemicals in an effort to get a person's health to restore, there's just something about that just seems absolutely wrong. And, you know, I know there's better ways to treat cancer. I know there's better ways to solve cancer. I know there's better ways that don't involve causing a person to get sick because of the chemicals that they're using, or have lifetime consequences as a result of that. And I just would like the listener to understand there are ways to identify health issues and restore balance to the body that doesn't require one to take medication. I haven't been sick in over 23 years. I don't need medication. I don't have issues that most Americans have with high blood pressure and high cholesterol and blood sugars and all the different chronic diseases. And I know it's possible because I'm living it and I have lived it, and you've known me long enough to know that, yes, I do practice what I preach. And so it's just a little bit disheartening that we live in a society that is willing to forego the natural methods, what nature would want us to do, and we bypass that by going the drug route or the medicational route, the traditional allopathic route.
Well, if a person comes to you into your practice and you treat them from the point of view of a natural health approach, what do you do when someone is sick?
Well, I evaluate their system to determine what aspect of their health is malfunctioning to produce, quote, the sickness outcome. And we look to support and strengthen the body to go back to being healthy and maintain that level of functioning so that they don't have a sickness anymore. You know, I saw three people this past week that came to me that had a bacterial imbalance. And I stimulated their immune system, and then the immune system went and did its job, and they didn't need, from their perspective or even from my perspective, they said, well, do you think I need an antibiotic? I said, well, I can't tell you legally if you need an antibiotic or not. That's what your medical doctor's for. I said, but you can see what develops over the next day or two. If it gets worse, certainly consider that. But if it goes away on its own, then I don't know that why you would consider it. And knock on wood, thus far in my practice for the last 30 years, people's bodies seem to do what they're supposed to do and heal themselves and overcome whatever imbalances that they have. And if you support the body the right way, the body's going to do its job.
Well, I noticed that you've treated your patients for more than just the symptoms when they walk into your office.
Yeah, I address and help facilitate normal function to allow a person to live within their body in an agreeable manner for as long as that's important to them. And, you know, I have a patient who's 92 years old. She's sharp as a whip. She's very functional, okay? And I saw her this past week, and she says to me, Dr. Rick, I don't understand why my back doesn't work the way that it did when I was younger. And I said, well, you just said the magic thing when you were younger. I don't like to say this to you, but you're 92 years old. You're getting old. And as things get older, they have a tendency to wear out unless you take care of them and treat them. And you've taken care of your body better than most people have, because most people don't live to be your age. You're one of the few. You're what you should be proud of what you've accomplished. And I appreciate the fact that you use me in an effort to help you maintain your health. And, you know, I go to her house because I don't think at 92 years old she should have to come out into the world and drive with all the other people who are driving with cell phones in their hands and putting makeup on and not paying attention. I don't need her to become a casualty of somebody else's idiocy.
Well, treating the whole person as you do and every aspect of that person must mean you have to spend time with your patients.
Well, I spend a lot of time initially. We spend an hour and a half doing the initial exam and consultation. That's an hour and a half. And most of that is helping the person to understand what's not working and, most importantly, why it's not working. And all the masking medications in the world will do nothing to change that. You know, people who have high cholesterol take cholesterol medication. Why? Because they have high cholesterol. And if you ask your doctor, well, how long am I going to be on this medication? The doctor's going to look at you and say, I don't understand your question. You have high cholesterol. You need to take this medication. The question that needs to truly be asked is, how is this medication going to fix the reason for why I have high cholesterol?
Well, I think as we see the medical profession become more concentrated into these large medical groups, we see kind of an assembly line approach to medicine. If you come to the doctor's office complaining about a vague discomfort somewhere, the doctor types away on the computer screen. The exam is done quick, very quick, sometimes too quick. They palpate you. They listen to your heart and lungs, that sort of thing. Then the doctor might order some additional tests and write a prescription to alleviate the symptoms. A few minutes later, we're walking out of the office with an appointment to check on the test results and see how the medication is working. But I noticed that your approach is nothing like that.
No, it actually isn't. My appointment is always oriented in addressing directly whatever imbalance or problem that a person has. We do it directly since we cannot prescribe symptom masking medications. And so in my evaluation where we are evaluating function, when we find a functional imbalance, then we ask the next level of question, what's causing that functional imbalance, meaning why is the imbalance there, and then what do we have to do to restore balance so that the imbalance goes away and they can go back to normal?
Okay, so you're looking for the cause, Can you also treat the symptoms?
Well, the symptoms are an expression of the cause only after a person has lost greater than 60% of normal functioning. Once you've lost greater than 60% of normal functioning, this will manifest as a symptom, which is your body's way of telling you, hey, buddy, we need some attention and some love on this part of us. And when you show it proper reverence, healing takes place and harmony is restored.
Well, you don't use drugs. So how do you treat a patient?
I treat a patient very well. But seriously, Marshall, it's about evaluating function, determining where the malfunction has occurred, and then handling indirectly and completely the reason for why it's malfunctioning. And when you treat the why, the what goes away.
So what kind of results are you getting?
My patients feel I get great results, which is why they come back, and when their acute care is done, they refer me their family members and their friends, and they continue to maintain care underneath me to maintain their health and not simply treat their symptoms for the rest of their lives. You know, like I was just mentioning, my patient who's 92, she's been a patient of mine for probably 20 years.
Wow.
Okay, and in the process of that, she likes how she feels. She likes the sharpness of her brain. She likes the things that I recommend that are gentle. She likes the fact that I come to her house, which is why I'll continue to go to her house. And, you know, she just likes the fact that she's still able to live and function in spite of the fact that she's outlived all of her friends.
So over time, as a patient's health challenges lessen, like with this woman, why do you set up a health maintenance program?
Well, to maintain them being and staying healthy. It's the exact opposite of what the healthcare system does currently. They manage disease and treat conditions for the rest of a person's life. They treat high blood pressure for the rest of a person's life. They treat high cholesterol for the rest of a person's life. They treat diabetes for the rest of a person's life. We restore health and keep them healthy for the rest of their life. And I bet you can guess which is more enjoyable, right?
Right. Well, aren't there normal fluctuations in health anyway?
Oh, absolutely. It's the second great reason for ongoing maintenance. As stress levels change, symptoms change, and we want to stay as far out in front of that as possible. We want to be in front of the problem. We don't want to be chasing the problem. Medicine chases problems. What I do gets in front of the problem so that you don't actually have to experience the problem at all.
Well, I completely understand that, but what happens when you get exposed to a virus or bacteria? I mean, people get on flights and they're coughing all over the place and you're healthy. You know, what happens when you get exposed to that?
So for me personally, my body handles it and I'm unaware of it even being an issue. Most people, however, develop symptoms as this is their body's way of saying it needs help. It needs some form of assistance. So they will go get medication and suppress their immune system a little bit more. And again, this opens them up to repeated infections and other concerns. We just, little over a month or so ago, we had the National Poison Your Child Day holiday called Halloween, where we send our kids out into the world and they collect as much refined processed sugar as possible, and then they consume it. And then we wonder why here it is, you know, we're after Thanksgiving, we're headed towards Christmas, we're going towards the end of the year, and this is the time of year that most people get sick. Well, why do we get sick? Well, because we just suppress their immune system with the high amounts of completely refined and processed sugar that people eat. And so my job is to keep you at a high level of functioning so that things bounce off of you. They don't get in, burrow in, set up a shop, get on the phone, call their friends, have a party inside of you, and wreak havoc on your whole system. I don't ever have that situation happen within my body, because my body has a good, strong border wall. It doesn't allow any people who shouldn't come in to get in. They're not able to infiltrate my system. Why? Because I have a good, strong border wall that keeps them all out.
Well, that makes sense, but how do you help someone recover from, for instance, an accident?
Well, we address their problems that related from the accident and help them appreciate why their body chose to break where it did and what that means related to their health of their organs, their glands, and their systems. And so we do what any other healthcare provider does, is we administer compassionate care and we have empathy for their situation and we help to nurture them back into balance and back into health. Yeah, people have accidents.
So is everything you do to get patients back into balance?
Oh, all of it is, Marshall. Balance, homeostasis, and normalcy are what we are all striving for. And when we stress in all the different forms that it takes, and when that stress takes a toll on us, we need to do something proactive to restore balance. It's like, okay, when you're done exercising, you're tired. So what does the average person do when they're tired?
Well, that makes sense, but obviously we work with medical doctors as well, right? What happens when you work collaboratively with a medical doctor?
Well, hopefully the MD is open and we help the person get back to wellness with the least amount of medication for the least amount of time. And the few MDs that I have a good working relationships with, they send me patients they feel I'm more qualified to handle for their health perspective. And it's appreciated by the patient that they would be referred to me by their medical doctor. And so what's important is I've worked with medical doctors for a number of years, and there are some who are open to it. I'll have patients who go in and they have a cardiologist, and they go in for the cardiologist, and the cardiologist is like, you know, you have an arrhythmia here and a regular heartbeat, and you got some palpitations, and before we get into the involved treatments that traditional medicine would want with like a cardiac ablation or a pacemaker or something along those lines, I know you have a relationship with Dr. Huntoon. Why don't you talk with him, see if he can help you get this under control, and if he helps you get it under control, great. If the time comes later down the road to where you can't keep it in control anymore, then we'll talk about what's next, rather than just simply rushing him down the hallway into surgery.
Right.
So we appreciate the relationships with the medical doctors that we work with, and it's important for the patient. We all need to understand that the patient is the reason why we're in business. The patient is who we work for, and we need to do a good job that's in the benefit of the patient if we want to continue to stay employed. So that's why I always put my patient's needs first, and we do it in the most conservative way possible. So I appreciate the questions, Marshall. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When you have questions, please go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. So when you come into the parking lot, there'll be two buildings on your left, one in the middle and two on the right. We are the second building on the left. And when you come in the front door, we are the first office on your right. And if you want to call me before you come into the office, give me a call on my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you don't want to call me, please don't text that phone because I don't receive texts. But if you want to do the texting thing, please text my email. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And whatever way you get a hold of me, whether it's in person, over the phone, or through the internet, it's my pleasure to help you to better understanding with your health. And so today, Marshall and I have been talking about how I go about identifying health issues and how I treat my patients and how it's different from your traditional medical doctor's office visit and how it's more directly involved with what's going on with you as opposed to indirectly involved by masking things with medications. And I'm sure you have more questions, Marshall.
So, Doc, let's get right to the point. How do you ascertain a patient's health?
Through a physical and functional evaluation within the office after taking an adequate history to understand what it is that they're in my office for. And we talk about their lifestyle choices. We talk about their habits. And we use all of that information in association with the physical exam and the functional exam to understand what's not working. And then we get into the depths of understanding the reasons for why it's not working. And once we show them the relationship between what's not working and why it's not working, then they're actually inspired and motivated to want to pursue the type of care that we do, because now they understand for themselves what's actually going on in their body, and now they know how to get into the driver's seat of taking control of their condition rather than giving away the control to your medical doctor, who's going to mask your symptoms, how you feel, with masking medications that don't ever actually address the reason for why you have what you have. It just simply addresses the symptom of what you have.
Right. So some healthcare facilities do support lifestyle changes. And I think you say that it's lifestyle behaviors that are really the biggest contributors to your health.
They're always. Lifestyle dictates what the body does in response to the lifestyle choices that a person makes. So if you're a smoker, your body will react to your smoking. And any habit that stresses the body negatively will result in a health concern somewhere down the road. And medicine addresses the effects of that condition, but it avoids understanding the actual cause. And so, yeah, we've all been told that smoking's bad for us, but yet they still continue to sell cigarettes and other tobacco-based products that we know are harmful to the body and are addicting. And I just look at the situation and I say, if we know that poking somebody in the eye is bad for them, why do we keep allowing people to poke other people in the eye?
Well, in other words, medicine is not always the best way to health, is it?
Well, medicine is about stopping or pushing the body to do its job, and it's done with force. The medication forces a physiological response, or it blocks a physiological response that the body's doing or not doing for itself, thus suppressing the body's ability to do that going forward, and this leads to more weakness within the system. If you suppress your immune system from having a fever response, believe it or not, Marshall, having a fever is an indication that your body's doing its job. But we've all been told that if your fever gets too high, that your brain is going to boil and you're going to die. And I don't know that that's ever actually happened, because your body has a regulatory mechanism that won't allow the fever to get too high. It's going to bring it up just high enough to boil off the infection. And then once the infection's gone, guess what happens? The person's body returns back to normal and the fever goes away. If you're taking medicine to lower a person's body temperature, haven't you effectively stopped its ability to deal with the infection in a natural way?
It seems that way to me.
Yeah, but that at the end of the day, the average consumer doesn't understand that, because we've been taught just to, you know, blindly trust what our doctor tells us to do.
Right. So I know that part of the treatment that you apply are with food-based supplements. When you use these food-based supplements, doesn't it take a long time to restore a patient's health?
Well, sometimes if the person has been severely deficient for many years, Rome wasn't built in a day, and their health issues didn't happen overnight either. And so they need to appreciate, and that's part of what we go over during an office visit, is we help a person to rationally look at what their situation is and for them to understand, and they answer the question themselves. So how long have you had this problem? 15 years. Okay, so the next question that I ask in my consultation is, okay, so if you've had it for 15 years, even if we do the right thing, how long do you think it will take to go away? And sometimes the patient says, well, I'm hoping it's better next week. And I'm like, okay, but how realistic do you think that's going to be, that you're going to reverse 15 years of a problem, 15 years of damage by next week? And they're like, yeah, I know, that's not realistic, but I would want it to go away. And I'm like, well, you could take masking medications and you could have the illusion that it's gone away, but just because the pipe isn't leaking right now, the next time that it rains, what's going to happen? You're going to get water on the floor. And so we want the patients to understand, and we want them to be realistic about what's possible. And you know, the problem didn't develop overnight, and it's not going to go away overnight.
So Doc, how do you determine which supplement to use?
Well, having studied health for almost 40 years, Wow, I'm old. Applying my techniques and practical clinical experience helps me to determine the specific supplement necessary. And it isn't any different from what a medical doctor does when they're prescription medications when they prescribe. Each condition has a specific solution, and knowing that solution is the reason why people get the results that they get within my office. And it's like, okay, so knowing what ingredient the body's missing nutritionally helps me to determine which nutritional supplement that we're going to give them. If a person has a gallbladder issue, I know that they're either going to need a thing called AF beta food, which is going to feed the gallbladder to make the gallbladder restore normal function, or we're going to give them something like a choline, which is going to help to drain the gallbladder, so get the stress out of it so that the gallbladder can recover. So it just depends on what the person is, and we treat everybody as an individual. We don't have a one-size-fits-all. Everybody doesn't get the same treatment. Everybody gets individualized treatment specific to them based upon their physical and functional evaluation and where their deficiencies are.
Well, I see that you've used, at least with me, and I'm sure you use it with other patients, a form of diagnostic known as muscle testing. What exactly is muscle testing?
Well, it is a form of nervous system feedback, as the muscle response is tied to the opened or closed communication within the nervous system and the brain. And when we find that there's a weakness within a muscle, we then evaluate the solution that will eliminate the weakness and then support the person with that solution until the problem no longer exists. So think of your body as a computer system. If you got glitches in the programming, is the computer going to run the way that it's supposed to?
Right.
So if a person's body isn't functioning properly, we just need to locate where the glitches are so that we can determine what's causing those glitches. You get rid of the glitches, restore normal communication, normal balance, normal function, and then the body returns to health.
Well, how does it actually work?
It works very well, but seriously, it's simply looking for matches within the body and the solution to restore balance to the system and the person themselves. So the muscle testing is just a form of questions to where we can ask the body, using its own internal mechanisms of communicating the muscles and the nervous system. And if the muscle tests strong, then things are working. If the muscle tests weak, then we know that it's not working, and we just need to locate the reason for why it's not working. And when you address the why, the what goes away.
So you use muscle testing, I imagine, to determine the amount of a supplement as well as the type?
Yes. Muscle testing allows us to ask the body very direct questions, like which solution is appropriate, and then once we have the appropriate solution, well, how much of this solution is appropriate in order to balance and restore balance to the body? And it's actually fascinating, Marshall. It's very specific, and it's fun to help people with, and the patients truly, truly appreciate the process and become more in control of their health. And it isn't that what everybody wants anyway. Everybody wants to go to the doctor, understand what's going on with them, and what do I have to do in order to fix it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how do you know it's not a false positive when somebody tests weak using muscle testing?
Well, having done this for almost 40 years, I can sense a true response versus a non-authentic response. And we have 30 different techniques that allows me to check my work and to confirm the findings, both from a problem and from a solution, because we approach it multiple different ways. And, you know, when you work with muscle testing for essentially the last 40 years, I know when I'm getting a true response versus when I'm not.
Well, science pretty much relies on hard evidence that can be repeated again and again. Has manual muscle testing ever been put through the rigors of a double-blind study or testing?
Absolutely it has, as I was actually part of that study when I was in school way back in the late 1980s, and they did an experiment for double-blind testing with regards to muscle testing, as a matter of fact. We also did an experiment that was double-blind test study for the effectiveness of chiropractic, and what we found was I was one of the people that participated in that experiment as well. So they took some of my blood, and they evaluated all the cells within the blood, and they saw that a certain amount of immune cells existed in the blood. Then they gave me an adjustment and immediately drew more blood. And every time, in every single circumstance, every time a person received an adjustment versus people who didn't receive an adjustment, the people who got it and an adjustment, their immune cells increased in number significantly versus those people who didn't get an adjustment. And so the conclusion of that particular study was that chiropractic adjustment boosts the immune system's ability to function more efficiently.
So how much of natural health care is a matter of faith, and how much of it is science?
Well, my care is backed by both, and I cannot speak for other providers, and it will always be true that God does the healing and the doctor takes the fee. And if you have faith in the fact that something's going to work, what's the definition of faith? Faith is believing in the unseen, okay? Seeing the results and not being able to explain those results, but knowing the results are true. Gravity works whether you believe it or not.
Yeah.
Okay, and so when you get results for the last 30-plus years that's always seemed to prove out to be true, I come to work every day to try to prove me wrong. I've learned from some great minds, okay? And I am applying the techniques that they taught me. They're not my techniques. They're my mentor's techniques. And I come to work every single day knowing that for 30-plus years, I've seen this to be true. But there's a part of my brain that says, it can't always be true under every circumstance with every person. So I always go to work with a little bit of a skepticism about what I do and the results that it could create. And yet for 30 years, I continually prove that skepticism to be wrong.
Well, that's interesting because most people might think that the shoe's on the other foot, that skepticism must be one of the biggest challenges you encounter.
Well, it is, but it starts with my own skepticism, and as I said, no one's more skeptical about what I do than me, and by coming to work every day, I challenge my skepticism and continues to prove that my skepticism is, it's healthy to have, but I really don't have a reason to have it. But I'm going to have it anyway, just because that's the way my brain works.
Well, we've been talking about identifying health issues, but also the scientific method. How do you monitor the patient's progress?
With maintenance visits to check in and see how their results are going and to see if they still need support or if everything is still balanced and working the way that it's supposed to. And, you know, so it just depends on what kind of patient of mine are you. Are you a brand new patient? Or we're going to monitor the progress of you getting well. If you're a middle-of-the-road patient where you're just about to the point where you're well, but you're not quite well, we're going to monitor that progress. And when you're one of my maintenance patients who could be as old as 92 years of age, we just monitor and make sure that you're maintaining and moving forward the way that you should be moving forward. And either way, we like the reevaluations. We do a reevaluation every time a person comes into my office because every time I see them, they're a different person than they were the last time I saw them. And it doesn't matter what their problem was last time because they're a new person this time.
Right. So talking about evaluations, do you interpret allopathic medical tests for patients?
Oh, I love doing that. I enjoy doing that, and I ask the patient to get me their results, and some do and some don't. But when they are open, I will always tell them what their test results mean from a health perspective, not necessarily from a disease perspective. But I like breaking the numbers down and helping them appreciate what the numbers mean on their blood chemistry or on their complete blood count with a differential. I like helping them to understand what the different numbers mean and what the fractions mean and how that ties into their health. And people appreciate being given the truth and giving them the understanding because then they don't feel so ignorant or they don't feel so foolish about what's going on with their health. They're starting to take control again of their health.
Tell us how you evaluate blood tests.
I look at the results and compare them with healthy people. Most of our traditional medical results are in black and white. You either have a sickness or you don't. What I do is based on function. Functional changes show up long before medical flags show up. And so my job is to keep you living with no medical flags. And we work to look at a person's blood work from a functional perspective and how that's impacting their different organs, their different glands, or their different systems. And so I can look at a person's blood results and know what organs are being stressed and what organs are getting ready to start to develop full-blown disease or full-blown symptoms. And I can make sure that never happens.
I think some of our listeners out there are wondering, can you rely on muscle testing to avoid doing medical tests?
Well, realistically, I can do that, but I ask the patient to get the medical tests anyway because at the end of the day, what's in the best interest of the patient? Medicine does the absolute best testing out there. They are the hands-down best testers. There's nobody even close to what they can do testing-wise. The challenge is we don't want it just to be about the testing. The testing is there to acquire some information that contributes to understanding what's going on with the patient, but the testing shouldn't tell you what's going on. It certainly doesn't tell you why it's going on. So I like the medical testing. I'm totally okay sending them to their doctor to get medical testing. I want to go over the results with them, and I want to consider it in the as one of the pieces of the puzzle that we put together for them to get them back to be to being healthy and to put them back in the driver's seat of their own health. And there's nothing more satisfying or satisfactory than helping give person the control that they need to understand how to maintain their health once and for all. And then they use me to be the physical operator of maintaining their health while they go make better choices in their own life. And it's a win-win for everybody. And so appreciate the question. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. Please listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. So when you come into the parking lot off of Canal Street, you're going to have five buildings staring at you, two on the left, one in the middle, and two on the right. We are the second building on the left. And when you come in the front door, we are the first office immediately on your right. Now, if you want to not stop into the office but still have a conversation with me, the best way to do that is to do with what's lighting up on my table in front of me is call my cell phone. So somebody's calling me right now. Call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That's the best way to have a conversation with me. And if you want to do it a little bit more incognito and you want to try to text me, please don't text my phone because my phone does not receive texts. You can email me, though. Email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. However you get a hold of me, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns you have. And so today, Marshall is in studio with me, and we've been talking about how I go about identifying health issues and health crises, et cetera. And you have more questions, I'm sure.
Well, Doc, one of the things that I think a lot of people are concerned about, you know, is they want to know what happens when someone comes to you in the middle of a health crisis.
Well, we focus on getting them out of the crisis that they're in, and then we transition them back into moving towards health and building health within their body again. So when a person's in a health crisis, obviously you want to do the same thing that the medical practitioners would do, is you want to get them out of that crisis. Medicine uses medicine to get them out of crisis. You got a pain, they give you a pain reliever. You got shortness of breath, they're going to give you an inhaler that's going to open up your airways. When somebody comes into my office and they're in a crisis, we want to help to alleviate that crisis. And sometimes that involves an adjustment. Person's got a roaring case of sciatica, okay, I know they have a hormone imbalance, which is causing them to have sciatica. The average person doesn't understand that. Heck, most of my colleagues don't even understand that. But if a person has any level of sciatica, it's being caused by a hormone imbalance that affects the functioning of their hip. And when the hip goes out of joint, it causes tightness within the piriformis muscle, which then puts pressure on the sciatic nerve, and they get sciatica. So the thing I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust the hip to get the pressure and take the tension out of the piriformis to help get them out of that healthcare crisis. And then we'll talk about, well, what do we have to do to address their hormone system so it doesn't keep coming back?
Well, I think that's a great example of how you're able to uncover the underlying reason for a health problem that many physicians can't identify. How about if you share with the listeners a few success stories that you've had?
Oh, I'd be happy to. We've talked about this patient of mine in the past. I had a 28-year-old come to see me who was on 14 different medications. She was totally disabled, could not use her right arm as a result of a condition called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, or RSD. And what we did for her, using a very specialized, unique technique that I think there's only about 1,000 practitioners in the world that do it, she came into my office after hearing my radio show on the specific technique, and she's like, I think you can help me. So she came in, she laid down. Within 30 seconds, we had her full functioning restored to her right arm.
Wow.
And then she went on a health quest to restore her health now that she was no longer in pain. She got off all 14 different medications in a way that I wouldn't have asked her to. She just simply stopped all of them because she was no longer in pain. She decided she didn't need them anymore, but she didn't go through the proper channels of coming off the medication. So you actually had to go to a rehab for about 30 days in order to come off the medication in a way that she wasn't going to be detrimental to herself or others. And then she came back, and over the course of her care in my office, basically 18 months, when she came to see me initially, she weighed over 300 pounds. She actually weighed 305 pounds. And over the course of the 18 months after we got her out of pain that initial visit, she lost 165 pounds.
Fantastic.
No exercise.
How can you be confident that muscle testing really works?
Well, it's about repetition. It's about challenging it every day. And it's about the results that I get. And, you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but at the end of the day, you're asking the question, how do you know that it works? Well, it's because of the results. You know, when you get results and people write wonderful reviews and thank me so much and send me gifts and send me their family members, the highest compliment anybody could send me is to send me one of their loved ones who also has a health issue.
Well, how do you test people for allergies, pathogens, illnesses?
Well, one of the techniques I do is specifically for that. We use a system of testing called nutritional response testing. And in that evaluation, we look for the different causes. We look at allergens. We look at pathogens. We look at heavy metals. We look at chemical toxicities. We look at all the things that a person would come in contact with that would cause them to have a health issue. So we're looking at the causal reasons for why, whether it's, again, allergens, pathogens, heavy metals, et cetera.
Well, I noticed as being one of your patients that when I go, you use some little vials with essence of specific substances that relate to health. How do you use those?
Well, there are testing vials. So the person who has a strong muscle test to start out with is then given a vial to hold and put up against their chest, and then we test them again. And if the muscle response test weakens, we know that whatever they're holding in their hand changed how their nervous system functions. That's now we know that we've identified that as an irritant. And then we put them through a series of reflex resets to help get their nervous system to no longer look at that as an enemy, but restore balance so that the body can interpret it in a normal fashion and have a normal response, and that's the healing health response.
Well, Doc, I've really experienced that, and that is really an amazing technique. What are some of the unusual things you test for?
Well, we test for parasites, virulence factors, immune system challenges like bacteria and viruses. We test for chemicals, food sensitivities, and heavy metals. And those are the main things that we test for because we have seen over the course of time that those are the four main contributors to why a person gets a health issue.
And I noticed that you help uncover the causes of physical ailments. Sometimes they trace back a long time ago. How do early experiences have so much impact on our health today?
Well, have a crushing injury at a young age that wasn't handled properly as a child, and that manifests in a deficiency as an adult. So we have to help unwind the history for the body to restore normal function within the nervous system communication, and then we make sure that the body is properly fed so that the body can actually recover from it. And so it's important that we do the evaluations the way that we do so that we can trace back the origins, we can trace back the cause, and then we can unravel the whole thing so that they can go back to being healthy.
So, Doc, how do you fit spiritual life into health?
Well, we are a triune being. We are a body, we are a mind, and we are a spirit. And as a result of that, being triune beings, we need to balance the body as a whole in body, in mind, and in spirit. So when a person comes in, usually 99% of people, it's either a mental, emotional problem that manifests in a physical issue, and so we can address those actually quite easily. But when it seems to be not responding the way that it's supposed to and it keeps coming back, you know, I will ask the question, is this spirit in nature? And if it is spirit in nature, we give them the opportunity to either have it addressed here or go to their, you know, their source of spiritual healing, whether it's their church or whether it's their synagogue or what have you, and if that's the methodology that they want to go with. And I'm totally okay. I don't care where you go, just as long as you're going to go get some help.
So why does traditional medicine divide the emotional and spiritual from the physical?
Well, lack of evidence and being able to duplicate the connection. The physical is easy, as anyone can see it, but mental, emotional, and spiritual imbalances are not something that you can order a test for. So what I do is very helpful in supporting a person in all three aspects of the body, mind, and spirit. And so, you know, you get spiritual healers. You can go to a psychiatrist for the mental, emotional stuff, psychiatrist, psychologist. You can go to a social worker. You can go to a counselor of some sort. You can get all that done. But at the end of the day, it's hard enough for a person to be able to deal with a particular health imbalance. Mm. They don't need to be running to four or five different doctors or providers in order to get well. I just have them all come to me, and we are the whole body system, and we take care of them holistically. So they only need to come to me for the one office visit as opposed to going to four or five different doctors to have four or five different office visits.
Right. So what impact does the mind-body practice have on health?
Well, hopefully positive ones if the intention is to restore balance for the person seeking help. So it should be positive.
Can you restore a person's health just using alternative methods?
Well, that's up to the person with the concern. I have restored my health using alternative methods, and I don't ever have a reason to use the medical methods. But that's me. Those are the choices that I've made. So the person themselves, they have to confront within themselves what their comfort level is. And I appreciate, and I always ask, well, what's a person comfortable with? You know what? If they're not comfortable with me having conversations about their spiritual beliefs or what's impacting them spiritually, I say, please go back to your rabbi or go back to your pastor or go back to whoever it is that you would use. Please do that. I don't have an issue with that. Let them be the one that counsels you because that's where your affinity is. But whether it's if it's a physical problem or a mental emotional problem and they're comfortable with me, then they'll use me. And again, I'm interested in helping a person find the most simplistic, complete way to get back as fast as possible, not simply string them along for the rest of their lives.
Well, if a listener's health is, they believe, is good, do they even need mainstream healthcare services?
Well, I personally haven't for over 20 years, Marshall, and I know it's possible to not have it.
Okay, so I know time is short. What's the correlation between emotional challenges and specific conditions?
Well, emotions create the basis for an organ or gland challenge and dysfunction, and when the emotions are suppressed in a negative fashion for the individual, then that's going to manifest in specific physical conditions. So we need to unravel both of them.
Well, I suppose the topic of identifying a health issue is central to your approach to helping people have the best possible health outcome. Doc, thanks very much for sharing this information with us.
Absolutely, Marshall. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your questions, and I hope the listener got something positive out of this. If you have any questions, please call me at 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225, or drop me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. I want to thank you for listening. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Untune from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might, if you're worried that you are.
then take this simple test. Obviously, you need a pill. You know our one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I went rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmaceuticals and your medical insurance pals, you want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain and profit from our pain.